So, kind of looking back at her history, both at diagnosis, I'm sure the thought or the issue of chemotherapy was considered. I don't
Right.
know
Yeah.
if it was actually discussed with the patient.
Yes, it was. It was.
And I'm also curious because I remember talking to you a couple of years ago about where things stand in terms of Italy and your locale, in terms of genomic assays. This lady, I think, in the United States with one positive node would have had a pretty good chance that she would have had a 21 gene recurrence score done. Was that considered?
Yes, actually, we discussed a lot about adjuvant chemotherapy at that time. We were in a borderline situation, basically, because despite the presence of one positive node and a 2.2 centimeters tumor, the immunohistochemistry profile was clearly indicating a sort of luminal A-like tumor, or if you want, the so-called low recurrence score by Oncotype DX. And so finally, the patient was not really happy to receive adjuvant chemo. She was concerned about potential side effects. The immunohistochemistry profile was suggesting a high degree of sensitivity to endocrine therapy. And so finally, we decided not moving to chemotherapy and considering upfront anastrozole for 5 years. Now, the issue of the recurrence score of the genomic signature test is a very important one. As you know, in most of the European countries, there is no regular access to this type of test, basically because it's not reimbursed by the insurance companies. And so we do not have regular access. By the way, I can tell you that in similar cases that I have seen in my practice, which for several reasons have had access to the recurrence score, with such an immunohistochemistry profile, most of these tumors are then classified as low recurrence score by Oncotype DX. Of course, we don't know in this specific case because we didn't have the test. But we have had similar cases which had actually a very similar immunohistochemistry profile, high ER, high PGR, low Ki, HER2 negative, and basically the genomic test, the Oncotype DX recurrence score, was indicating a low recurrence score. However, we cannot make the case for this particular situation because we didn't have access to the recurrence score for this particular patient.
So, just out of curiosity, if this same exact woman had come in to see you and somebody else had done a recurrence score somehow and it was high, would you have recommended a chemo? Would she have accepted it?
Definitely yes. If the recurrence score in this lady was high, there is no issue that I was going to recommend adjuvant chemotherapy and then endocrine therapy.